Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order Thursday, May 14th at 2020 at 1:30. Carrie, do we have a quorum?
We do, Your Honor.
Okay, audience participation?
We have none.
Okay, moving on to the minutes. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes, please?
Dave Klein from Talmadge moves to approve the minutes as presented.
Second, Rick Bissler, Pardo.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
I guess we were supposed to raise our hand, weren't we?
It's okay.
All those opposed? Okay, moving on to staff reports. Curtis?
All right, so our first is Attachment 3A Financial Progress Report. Amets has spent about 53% of the budget since March 31st. You know, it's a little bit difficult right now to spend budget, as most, you know, are, including the city of Akron, are focusing spending on, you know, only essential items. So we're basically sort of treading water. We are getting some bigger contracts coming in from our pavement conditions, ratings that we're doing with a pavement management group. But other than that, I expect we're going to be in pretty good shape. And we do need a motion to approve.
Lou Bertrand, motion to approve.
Ernie, second.
Do we need to have Carrie do a voice vote?
We just need to, Mayor, you can do it. So you can just say all in favor.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, let's move on to Curtis, technical reports.
All right, so obviously a lot has changed since we last met in March. AMAT staff is currently working remotely now through at least May 22nd, although I do expect that to be extended. This is the first of our set of meetings that we've done remotely. You know, we are looking, we have a meeting scheduled for June, but we are looking to cancel that meeting if it's not necessary to have. So with that, and we did just have a few more people come into the meeting, so I'm gonna bring them in. But also, I don't really have anything else to add other than it is bike month. And then also AMATS did decide to cancel its annual meeting in October. So we felt that it was very difficult to get speakers. It was very difficult to get any kind of, you know, commitment from people. So it just seemed to make sense. It was the prudent thing to do to cancel our annual meeting. But I'd be happy to answer any questions. And if there are none, we can move on.
Seeing as there's no questions, let's move on to the AMATS federal funds report.
All right, so the federal funds report, attachment 3C, this illustrates our current program balances. We've had a lot of projects. Most of them have sold now in the fourth quarter. I think we still have one major large project that's outstanding. At this time, AMATS is not subject to losing federal funds. However, if projects do slip at this time, ODOT has not offered any relief regarding the current COVID pandemic. So we are looking for communities to continue forward with their projects. Please let us know as soon as possible if you do have an idea that your project may slip. We would appreciate it. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing as there's no questions, is there any old business?
There is no old business.
Moving on to new business.
No new business.
Okay. Resolution 2020-05.
All right, so ODOT approached AMATS early in 2020 to ask if we could amend our 2040 long-range transportation plan to include a change to the Central Interchange Reconstructions Project. This change would add an auxiliary lane on State Route 8 south of Carroll Street and add new capacity south of the Central Interchange to I-277. Because this change is adding capacity and was not analyzed for air quality, AMAT's needed to update its long-range plan to reflect the updated project. It's been amended to include the updated project, and we've updated the financial plan, air quality analysis, environmental justice analysis to reflect that change. AMAT's conducted virtual meetings and on the amendment on April 2nd, and we had another one that we conducted last Thursday at 6:30 p.m., and we have received no public comments on this amendment. And the staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2020-05.
Move McCleary.
Second, Bashara Rittman.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Get a shot, especially if they're the next one.
Okay, Curtis, let's move on to Resolution 2020-06.
All right, so attachment 6B, AMAT staff are requesting approval of the 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. This is the third time AMAT has brought the TIP to the committees. The TIP provides a program of projects federally funded through fiscal year 2024. AMAT held a virtual public meeting on April 2nd and received 10 comments and over 170 views of the meeting. The TIP includes a comprehensive fiscal constraint, air quality, environmental justice, and performance measures analysis. AMAT staff recommends approval of the 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program.
So
Donnie Krause, I'll move.
Second. Who made the second, please?
Talmadge.
Yes, I have Mayor Klein Talmadge with the second.
Ms. Krause with the first, right?
Correct.
And Dave was the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Moving on to Resolution 2020-07. Curtis?
All right. Attachment 6C contains two resolutions for your consideration. The first resolution, 2020-07, reaffirms the approval of the Regional Transportation Plan and TIP that you just approved, and the consistency of the plan, the TIP, and the State Implementation Plan. The second resolution, 2020-08, certifies that AMATS is carrying out the urban transportation process in compliance with applicable federal requirements. Staff recommends approval of Resolution 2020-07 and Resolution 2020-08. And if we can have separate motions and approvals of each, the staff would appreciate it.
I move we approve 2027.
Do we have a second?
Who made the motion?
Adamson.
Mayor Adamson.
I'll make a second.
Mayor Bashara, City Manager Bashara. Old habits die hard.
Mayor, right?
Yeah.
All those in favor of approving 2020-07, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Moving on to Resolution 2020-08.
I move we approve 2020-08.
Second, Cleary.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Moving on to Resolution 2020-09. Curtis?
All right, Resolution 2020-09 is approving AMAT's fiscal year 2021 work program. The work program summarizes the work that AMATS is expected to complete in the upcoming fiscal year. It also includes local share amounts necessary to match federal funds. Some highlights of the work expected to be completed include maintaining the new TIP, hopefully getting back to traffic counting this season, developing a new congestion management process, and then in May, approving a new 2045 long-range transportation plan. AMATS recommends approval of Resolution 2020-09.
Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rick Bissler.
Second.
OK, Carrie, did you get both of those?
I have Mr. Bissler is making the motion and Mayor Klein is making the second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Moving on to resolution 2020-10, Curtis.
Okay, in the fall of 2019, NOAACA contacted the AMAT staff to discuss a NOAACA initiative to combine the Cleveland Metropolitan Statistical Area with the Akron Metropolitan Statistical Area and Canton Metropolitan Statistical Area to create one large Cleveland MSA. An MSA is a unit of geography made up of counties that contain relatively high population density at its core and close economic ties throughout the area. Combining the Akron, Canton, and Cleveland MSAs would effectively eliminate the Akron MSA from the U.S. Census. NOAACA's initiative is an effort to boost the Cleveland MSA from the U.S. Census, or I'm sorry, to boost the Cleveland MSA population numbers because they believe it would make the area look more attractive for business development. Unfortunately, this would come at the expense of the Akron MSA, which typically has performed better as an MSA than the Cleveland MSA. Also, the census already does have a CSA, which accurately reflects the interrelationship between our regions. In discussions with NOAACA, AMAT staff was clear that it opposed the initiative and did not believe that the AMAT's policy committee would support such an initiative. In March, NOAACA staff presented this initiative to the NOAACA executive board. NOAACA would need changes in the rules to the Office of Management and Budget and U.S. Census to change how MSA delineations are made to combine the MSAs. AMAT staff also disputes representations made by NOAACA in their memo and does not support the changes to the OMB methodology for the MSAs as described. Specifically, the NOAACA memo incorrectly refers to the Cleveland MSA of 1990 as including Summit and Portage counties. This is incorrect, and AMATS has provided the documentation and the history of the MSAs as it's related to Cleveland and Akron. I will not read through the entire list of reasons that AMATS opposes this initiative, but I think mostly we believe that this is a slippery slope and that Greater Akron has its own urbanized area, which does determine federal allocations for infrastructure, and a combined MSA could lead to argument that we should have a combined urbanized area as well, which would diminish local control and consolidate funding. So far, a number of communities have taken a stance on the issue and have written letters to NOAACA and their executive committee chairman. We've also received letters from the Greater Akron Chamber and the Greater Canton Chamber in opposition, as well as the Canton-Akron or Akron-Canton Airport is also opposed. Resolution 2020-10 opposes NOAACA's initiative to eliminate the Akron MSA through combining the Akron, Cleveland, and Canton MSAs. If authorized, the staff would allow the staff and the AMATS chairwoman to write letters in opposition to the proposal to NOAACA executive leadership, congressional representation, and the U.S. Census and Office of Management and Budget. AMATS staff is recommending approval of resolution 2020-10. And I will say, I do see a lot of people on mute. And so I just want to make sure too that I'm going to unmute everybody just as a warning. And then if there is any discussion, I'll be happy to answer it.
Can I be recognized?
Want me to make a motion first?
All right.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second, Pap.
Okay, question, Mayor Bertram?
Well, my feeling is the best defense of this would be an offense to join with Canton MSO and propose that we form a group with our two communities, because Akron and Canton historically has been unified by many, many things, more so than the Cleveland, Akron, Canton situation. That's my feeling on the situation. Even though I'm in the northern part, very northern part of our AMATS, I think that would be the better approach, because we're hooked with obviously the population centers of Portage, for instance. County is directed more towards Akron than it is towards Cleveland. That's just my thoughts, but go ahead.
Is there any further discussion?
But is there a need to separate the Akron out? Is Akron being, or I know we're doing our census now, but where will we be? Or is it a bad timing to be separating any of these out yet until after the census? It'd be wise for us to join the Stark County. I don't know. Definitely not with Cleveland. I definitely would be opposed to that.
Yeah, and I would just add that at this time, you know, I think when we've talked to our friends in Canton, I think they feel as, you know, just as we feel strongly about having our own MSA, I think they feel strongly about having their own MSA as well. And so, and quite frankly, the you know, current census delineation as it stands right now would keep the status quo. And I think that's what the staff would like us to do, is say, there's no reason to bend the rules so that the Cleveland MSA can look larger. It makes more sense for us to, you know, support the census's current delineations and maintain the three individual MSAs.
I agree.
And if I can just, as the Akron MSA, we perform better statistically than were we to join Cleveland in a number of statistical areas, including poverty, including economic GDP, and those sorts of things. The Akron MSA always outperforms the Cleveland MSA.
Any other discussion? Okay, Curtis, I see there's several people back on mute. If everyone would unmute for the vote, please.
Curtis, before the vote, ODOT will abstain.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
I think you've already got the motion in the second.
Right. Oh, that's right. All those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed say nay. Those abstaining?
I can't wait.
So Chad, ODOT abstaining.
Yes, ODOT is abstaining.
Yep.
Thank you, Chad.
Sherman?
Any other business?
There is no other business other than I would say to, you know, we do plan on canceling our ODOT, or our ODOT, our AMATS June meeting. And we are very optimistic that we could be, you know, maybe meeting in person again in September for our next meetings. But if not, we will look to conduct these meetings again, just like this.
I'd rather meet like this.
Travel time, Curtis.
Rather be in Italy with Gerard.
Was there a vote on that last motion?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, was okay. All right.
Okay. All in favor other than one abstention, Carrie.
Just making sure.
Yep. But
Curtis, nice job setting us up, Carrie.
Hey, thank you. Thank
Great
you.
Job, Linda. It.
Everybody stay safe out there. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll do it.
Mayor Bishara? Yes. We have a second?
Second, Bissler.
Okay, thank you, everyone.